Harris seethed inwardly. Of course, she had no right of command, but it should have been obvious that knowing where the young people might be was important enough. She led Cecilia outside the room. There had to be some way. Perhaps she could get hold of a flitter.
Excuse me, ma'am.
A young, earnest-faced militiaman had followed them out. Harris nodded at him.
Yes.
You said you might know where the young miss is?
Bubbles. I'm not sure why.
I'd take you over there to tell the captain, if you want.
What about your boss?
Well, ma'am, that Bortu, he just got promoted, you know. Never been on anything like this before.
Harris looked at Cecilia.
What about it, m'lady? This, what's your name?
Ducero, ma'am.
This man says he'll fly us over to meet the captain. Want to come along?
Of course.
Thanks. Go find us a flitter. We'll need to stop into the,
Harris nodded at a door down the hall.
All right, but don't be long, in case Bortu figures it out.
It'll be just a moment, I promise.
Harris watched him go, then led Cecilia to the bathroom. What's that about? I don't need
to... Yes, you do. We need a couple of minutes to make plans, and you never go into combat with a full bladder.
We're not going into combat. We're just going over to tell the militia captain where to look for Ronnie.
Harris caught her employer by a shoulder and turned her around.
Listen, we're going into an unsecured zone where people are shooting at each other. Possibly three different sets of people all shooting at each other. And if you can think of a better definition of combat, tell me when we're safely back in our hot tubs. Now, I am taking a very dangerous chance here, because there's no reason to trust Ducerol.
But he wants to help us.
So he said. Didn't it occur to you that Lepescu might want to know about that cave just as badly as the captain? And if he had an agent in this batch of militia, that person would be eager to tell him?
Why would he be stupid enough to stick with what is obviously a losing side? Any smart agent would clam up and wait to see what happens.
Not all agents are smart. And Ducerol may be innocent and completely loyal to Bunny. But if he's not, we need a plan. We take our weapons. He will think I'm the dangerous one. I'll let him jump me, and you shoot him if he does.
Me? I've never shot anyone. Just game.
New experiences keep you young. You have to. He won't expect it from you. Just have a round in the chamber in case, and don't shoot me by mistake.
You're trusting me with your life.
You trust me with yours in the ship. Besides, what I'm really doing is taking you into danger. You could get killed, too. Remember that when you're tempted to wonder if you really should shoot. Now, cheer up. I'm wearing body armor under my clothes. He doesn't know that, and it'll help. And don't stare at him as if you suspect him. He's thinking of you as a helpless old woman in a flutter about her nephew.
I can see how you commanded a ship.
They walked out side by side, as if they had nothing better to do than sightsee, and the guards, now posted in the corridors, smiled and nodded at them. Dessarle, when they reached the parking area, had one of the flitters rolled out where the supply flitter had been. He looked tense and excited, but that was reasonable. Harris smiled and accepted his hand up into the flitter.
Lady Cecilia should be in back, in case of stray rounds.
Dessarle nodded and looked at Harris.
You want to co-pilot?
There wasn't much co-piloting to be done in a flitter, but Harris nodded.
I'll keep a lookout. Maybe I can spot the captain.
Little chance of that, but he relaxed a bit, as if this evidence of her inexperience in ground operations eased his mind. The hop across to the other island took only minutes. It looked short enough to swim. Harris noted its narrow spine, higher than Bandon's low rounded hills, the beach along the south and east, and two flitters parked at the south end. A squad of militia there worked on something. She could see what looked like bodies. She hoped Cecilia hadn't spotted them.
Is that the captain's flitter? Should we land there?
No. That's the number two. Captain must have gone somewhere else. I'll fly up along the beach.
They flew north slowly. Harris tried to see into the thick canopy with no success. Then Dessarle touched her arm and pointed, and Harris saw a flitter sitting lopsided on the beach. Not the command flitter. It had the serial number they'd been told was on the one Bubbles checked out. Harris saw the gaping hole along one flank, something else she hoped Cecilia missed. The flitter hadn't landed or simply crashed. Someone had shot it down. She felt cold. Dosarl swung the flitter inland, and they rose over the central rocky spine, where tufts and wisps of fog still swirled. Down the other side, and the man waved suddenly.
There. I see something. I'll put us down in that clearing.
That clearing, to Harris, looked entirely too convenient a place for a trap, but she said nothing. She had seen nothing of the captain's flitter, either. But if there were a cave, surely it had to be in the hills somewhere. Dosarl made a steep approach, dropping the flitter so rapidly that Harris caught her breath. They landed hard. She felt the jolt out of the top of her head and let herself act more stunned than she was. Dosarl, she saw through nearly closed eyes, changed the setting of the flitter's comm unit and pushed the transmission switch all the way over. With his other hand, he shoved the canopy back and waved toward the higher ground.
Come on. I'm sure I saw the captain's signal over there. I'll help you. Do you have any idea where the cave might be?
Harris pushed away his hand, but slowly, as if she almost needed it, and clambered out, intentionally clumsy. She held her rifle loosely. Dosarl waited for Cecilia to clamber out. Harris hoped the jolting landing hadn't jarred Cecilia's reflexes. She also hoped Dosarl was as stupid as he seemed so far. They could get rid of him quickly and still have a chance to block Lupescu, now that the cave was no longer a secret. Dosarl led them into the forest, away from the flitter. Upslope, Harris noted, across a stream bed with a trickle of water in it. Harris wished she dared jump him now, but there was a chance he was leading her to Lupescu. Perhaps he had a real signal to home on, and in that case it would be stupid to strike too soon. He halted soon enough and pointed to a rocky bluff.
There. The captain's probably up there. I'll go back and keep an eye on the flitter.
I can't see where.
It occurred to Harris that Dosarl might have wanted an excuse to bring the flitter for Lepescu's escape. Even now, the Admiral might be flying away to safety, however temporary. She pushed past him, giving him every chance. His sudden grasp on her arm was vindication, even as the feel of his weapon prodding her side made her face the next likely outcome. She wondered if her armor would hold against a point-blank shot, but he slid the muzzle of the weapon up, as if he knew she wore it. Of course, he had seen Lady Cecilia's, and guessed that she had armor too. Her mind insisted on showing her in vivid detail what would happen if he fired now, with the muzzle where it was at the back of her neck.
Stop here, ladies. I think Admiral Lupescu might have something to say to Captain Serrano. You're not going to give me any trouble, are you? I know you ladies don't go around with loaded weapons, so don't try to pretend you'll shoot me.
I won't. Oh, don't hurt her.
Drop the gun.
Harris wondered whether she could reach her boot knife and decided she couldn't. Cecilia stood there, gawky and gray-haired, clinging to the rifle as if it were a child. She probably hadn't chambered around, Harris thought, so it wasn't really dangerous to be standing here with the boar pointing at her. It shifted a little, and she could feel Dosarl's disgust. She felt it herself.
Listen, lady, you can't shoot me with an unloaded rifle, and I'm not going to be fooled. Either drop it now or I'll shoot you, not just your friend.
Cecilia said nothing and looked as if she couldn't. Harris had never seen a better picture of frozen panic. Dosarl shifted his weight. Harris tried to shift her own to take advantage. But his blow to her head came too fast. She didn't quite lose consciousness, but she stumbled, unable to move fast when he let go of her and swung his weapon toward Cecilia. Then Dosarl was flung away from her. Harris stared. Her employer stared back. Bright color patched her cheeks.
You said to pick the right moment. I think I did.
She held the rifle steady, as if she were perfectly calm.
Damn.
Harris felt her head. It hurt, but she was alive, not a scratch. And Dosarl lay dead, the back of his skull and its contents splattered for a meter or more on the forest floor.
Yes, you did, but I thought for a moment...
I wanted him away from you. At least his weapon. I never did that before. Not a person.
You did it perfectly. You saved my life, is what you did.
Paris picked up her own rifle and walked back to Cecilia. It occurred to her now just how stupid it had been to give Desarl a chance. If she made the same mistake with Lupescu, well, she wouldn't.
That's what I meant to do. But he's so... so ugly.
They are.
Harris turned Cecilia away from it, but Cecilia twisted back.
No. I should see what I did.
She walked deliberately up to the body. Already a few tiny flies buzzed near it.
So little time between life and death. We think we have years.
Harris did not tell her how long it often took men to die of wounds. Not now. Now they had other prey. When Cecilia's eyes met Harris's, it gave Harris a chill. They were the cold gray of frozen oysters.
It's amazing how young men like this think we old people are frail, emotional, likely to fall apart at any emergency. Because, of course, we've done everything they imagine they might do, one time or another.
But that's crazy!
The prince had said it before, and Ronnie thought he would go on saying it until he died.
No one would kill you, not like this. Let me call Admiral Lupescu, and we'll get you back to civilization.
After he'd dropped the rifle, the girls had grudgingly lowered theirs and let him sit down. He had refused to believe they were really in danger and continued to defend the hunters. Had he listened at all? Ronnie thought not.
What about the others? Serrano's crew?
There's some kind of mistake. Those men are criminals, condemned to life at hard labor. They have this option, risking death against a chance for a lesser sentence on a colony world. This is easier for some people than life in prison.
It occurred to Ronnie that he himself would have made that argument not long before. The topic of life sentences versus the death penalty had been a favorite debate in the mess hall. Of course, none of those debating ever expected to face either alternative.
They're not criminals. They're decent people your admiral has a grudge against.
I know it's fashionable for some people to argue against the justice system, but these people have all been tried and convicted and sentenced. Do you think I'd be here if they weren't?
I'm frankly surprised that you're here. Does your father condone hunting people for sport? The last time I heard, he was scolding my father for hunting foxes.
The prince stared at his boots. He looked younger than Ronnie remembered, more the schoolboy he had known.
Well, he doesn't exactly know. I'm supposed to be at the Royal Aerospace Depot in Navan. Admiral Lupescu fixed that for me.
And do you think he'll approve? Even if they are convicted criminals, which they aren't, but just to argue the point?
The prince scuffed his boot along the wall.
Probably not, but he doesn't need to know everything I do. And he certainly approved of my association with people like the other men in the club. Men of stature, men with...
influence?
The thing is, we've got to get out of here and rescue George.
George? The odious George Starbridge Mahoney is here too? How fitting. Don't worry. No one will hurt George once they realize who his father is.
They know who my father is, and they've tried to shoot me.
Ronnie glanced at Bubbles. She looked like someone it would be dangerous to cross.
Of course, as soon as we do get back to civilization, I have a bone to pick with you, Ronnie. We simply can't ignore it. We must duel.
A duel? You mean formally?
Yes, of course, formally. It wouldn't have been necessary had we not met, but we did. And I had told him, if I saw you again any time in the next 12 months, I would insist on it. It's a matter of honor.
The prince drew himself up, glanced around at the two girls, and posed.
Honor?
Rafa merely looked scornful. Ronnie could not decide whether to laugh or scream.
Look, that whole thing is over. Past, gone. She's all yours, and I'm sorry I said anything. And I'll never bother you again.
You're not going to back out of a duel, are you? That's...
I am not going to pretend to stick holes in you with a holographic sword because of a stupid quarrel over a stupid opera singer who is probably sleeping with both our younger brothers at this moment. Can you get it through your skull that we are being hunted by people with real weapons who want to kill us really dead? We are! Bubbles and Rafa and George and I! And I am not playing your silly games anymore!
Honor is not a game.
No, you're right. It's not a game. But my honor doesn't depend anymore on the kind of things we got into in the regiment. I have other claims on it now.
But what will I tell them when I get home?
If you get home, tell them you grew up. If you did.
Well, if we're to rescue George, we'd better get on our way. If you're convinced Lupescu is dangerous to you, how do you propose to get to Bandon?